The date is October the 28th. The city is London. The venue, the world-famous Royal Albert Hall. I'm talking about a 50th anniversary concert dedicated to one of the most commercially successful and critically acclaimed pop bands in the history of music. The Beatles, of course. And no, it's not Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr on stage, but an event featuring the renowned Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and guests on a journey down memory lane with a music spectacular of classical interpretations of Beatles songs. This musical marriage, organisers promise, combines dramatic orchestral arrangements fused together with rock and pop. Most important, the event is in aid of charity and supports the Noah's Ark Appeal, the Malta Community Chest Fund and Nordoff Robbins, amongst others. I was lucky enough to welcome two of its protagonists into our studios here at Vatican Radio.
My name is Maria Elena Infantino and I'm a singer and an actress. And I'm Italian and Bulgarian and I live in London.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Maria Elena follows in her parents' footsteps. She is the daughter of the soprano Raina Nicolova Infantino, and her father, as you may recall, is the late Luigi Infantino, the tenor, who sang with Maria Callas.
I dreamed that God would be for...
My name is Rocco Buonvino. I live in London, and I take care of... I do events, concerts and management of artists. And one of our latest projects, we're doing the Beatles concert at the Albert Hall.
Right.
To celebrate 50 years anniversary of the music of the Beatles.
Well, the concert may well be a tribute to the music of the Beatles, but first and foremost, Rocco told me, proceeds go to charity.
We've chosen a few charities. One of them is the Noah's Ark Appeal, which is Dame Shirley Bassey. And we are privileged to have her on stage, and she's singing one song called Something. Do you know the song Something?
Okay. Something in the way she moves. Okay.
Yeah, but you're not doing that one.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm doing Do You Want to Know a Secret?
Well, she does.
It goes, listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? It Thank goes you. Like that.
Yeah, so one of the charities is for Dame Shirley Bassey. She's the patron of Noah's Ark. The other one we... helping and supporting. It's a Maltese charity called the Malta Community Chest Fund. It's like a children's charity helping people,
the kids. The Noah's Ark Appeal is also...
Yeah, sorry, that's all right. Children's Hospice, yeah, which is based in Wales.
In Wales.
Yeah. So we've gone for that kind of area. It's not just with a financial commitment, it's also making awareness of these charities. And also we're supporting Nordoff Robbins, which is a foundation, also like a charity, which looks after a lot of the kind of helping musicians to establish themselves in this business, basically.
The Royal Albert Hall, Rocco told me, holds an impressive 5,200 people, and anyone can buy tickets.
Everything's on sale, which you go straight to our website, which is... Can I announce the website?
Absolutely.
Thank you. www.beatlesphilharmonic.com. And if you go on there, there's all links to buy tickets.
It is our official website.
Right.
Which you just go on there and you can buy tickets straight there from the Albert Hall.
Okay, and all proceeds will be going to charity.
Yes.
Do you often do charity concerts?
A lot, yeah. But this is our kind of... my first big one at the Albert Hall. So it's exciting for me as well.
And what about the programme of the concert itself? Is it exclusively a Beatles bonanza, I asked?
The whole idea came about 2 years ago, and I've always had this dream to put together a celebration of the Beatles' music, mm-hmm. but together with the Philharmonic Orchestra, but go a bit beyond that and make into a celebration, having several artists, and also look at the idea of making something of a diverse show. So we have a combination of classic music made by the orchestra and combined and fused with some kind of rock element. Mm-hmm. So we have a variety. So the whole show becomes a bit diverse.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
Altogether, Rocco told me there are about 15 different artists performing, as well as the members of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Alan Chirkop. I asked Elena if this is a first for her as well.
Fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?
Yes, yes.
How did you get involved?
I met Rocco about 6 months ago, and I was doing pretty much my acting and then also the singing. That's when I released my CD, and we met. He thought I had something special, and he said, why don't you just participate in the event? Or more or less like that.
Did you choose your song?
Yes, I did. Yes, did. Because I thought it was more of an interpretation, like it gave more freedom for interpretation for me being an actress and a singer.
Right.
So I thought of giving it my own taste and flavour to the song. I'm going to be performing it with clarinet and piano.
Right. Is it your first in a charity concert as such?
Yes, although I've done a few concerts with my mum for charities. We're doing one in Washington.
How does
in...
it feel to do this kind of work as opposed to...
It's uplifting.
Ordinary...
No, it is uplifting because it's for a good cause. You know, you're helping people and at the same time you celebrate for the children, for the Beatles, and it's all combined art and charity, and it's beautiful.
I think that's what it all is just one fantastic energy.
Yes.
You know, it's got a great spirit to the whole thing. And it's nice to share the pie. You know, obviously we've got our costs, so we meet our production
sure.
cost.
Is this really the 50th anniversary as far as the Beatles are concerned, I asked?
When we say 50th anniversary, it's... We're looking at, you know, the Beatles have been out there really for like 50 years.
Okay.
So, and this year is like an important year for the Beatles, and that's why we say the 50th anniversary. That can also be debatable.
Was it 1960?
Well, it could range from 1961, but again, Paul McCartney met John Lennon in 1957.
Maria Elena how it feels for a young artist, yes, she's only 26 years old, to be on board in such a big event.
I look forward to it with excitement and at the same time with preparation, like focusing on the lyrics, on the interpretation, on the music and how it's going to be done and arranged with the pianist and the clarinet.
Because
I want to
decide that? Do you do your
yes,
arrangement?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. With Rocco's help, of course, and his approval.
Well, what I've done really, when you say my approval... I've given the freedom to all the artists to do what they want to do. Of course, the song has to be within the legal limits of the sound of the Beatles.
Exactly.
You can't come to me with a total different version.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Are there some criteria that's been set out?
Well, I think, you know, this freedom of speech, people can interpret it how they want. But it's also nice to respect the writers as well and keep it within the Beatles melody, basically, so we can keep it all in the same kind of style. But, of course, there's that slight interpretation mm-hmm, as mm-hmm. you want it. So, but I've given all the artists, the participating artists, their freedom how to interpret it how they want it.
Wrapping up, I wondered, what can we expect?
It's a total two-hour show celebrating the music of the Beatles. We start off the initial... first 3-4 songs just with the Royal Philharmonic, and then after the 3rd-4th song we start bringing in the artist who will each be doing a solo song of the Beatles. Then we go back to the orchestra doing their own solo, so it's like a pattern format that way throughout the whole show. And of course the finale we have the celebrity guest, which Dame Shirley Bassey, Beverly Knight, we're honoured with, Darius, and Tony Christie as well.
There was once a shady dame from Seville. Used to wanna.
The voice you have been listening to throughout the programme, by the way, is the voice of Maria Elena Infantino, who very kindly gave me her CD, enigmatically entitled Shady Dame.
Yes, it's because it's the first song from the CD, Shady Dame from Seville, that was from Victor Victoria.
And you identified with it?
Yes, I thought it was quite funny with the contrast of the picture, because it's such a sunny and light picture, and the whole CD is light, so the Shady Dame is almost like a joke.
So, anyway, our listeners can buy the CD as well.
Well, usually it's given out at my concert. So when I do the concert on the 9th of April in Rome, it's going to be given out. Yes, yes, in Viterbo, the Università della Tuscia.
Meanwhile, why not pop into the Royal Albert Hall on October the 28th? For more of Maria Elena Fantino, for what promises to be a good Beatles evening, and definitely is, for a good cause.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?